You're holding on the bottom of the bottom. My prisbal. What does the word prisbal mean?
Amar Rav Chisda, prus buli ubuti. So it's a takana. Prus, Rashi says prus means lashon of a takana. I'm not sure what language that is. A buli ubuti. So what is that? Buli elo ashirim. Iksiv vishivarti es ga'inuschem, the pasuk says. The Torah of Yosef, that referring to the what's going on with them, Elu Bula'os Sheba Yehuda. So you see the word Buli was referring to the Ashirim. Buti Elohanim, the Siv Havet Tavitenu. Okay, so this Takana which they're making is something which is going to be a benefit for the Ashirim, that they're not going to be over in Aveira. And for the Aniyim, that they're going to have money available. So it's a kana for both the Buli and the Buti. Amalei Rabba Leloyazo. Rabba asked the person who spoke foreign languages, my prisbal. So he said, Amar Pursa de Milsa, what it means, and he says that it means a lashon of addressing an issue, addressing a matter. So
I understand the booty part. In other words, it says cruise ball. It doesn't say booty.
So Rav Chisda's point is that. When they made the takana, the word prusbal is a shorthand for the full thought. The full thought was a takana for both sides.
Yeah, well, the word the word itself doesn't contain the remez to the...
No. Amar Behuda, Amar Shmuel, Yisamim ain't tzrichin prusbal. V'chein tanid rumi barachama, Yisamim ain't tzrichin prusbal. So the whole idea of prisbal is that you give over the chavis to the bezdin, and the bezdin is the one who's collecting them, and the person is acting, as it were, as a shliach for the bezdin. Bamis, it's the chayv now belongs to the bezdin. So yisaimim don't need prisbal for any loans that they have, because the regum lila bezdino evian shal yisaimim. Each generation, the Bezdin takes responsibility for the needs of the assignment. So they've through the responsibility of the Bezdin, they take over responsibility for the loans for the assignment. Okay. Rashi, bottom Rashi on Lamavav Mabez, Peruz is Lashon of Takana. It's doing a tikkun. It's correcting a problem for the Buli. Ubuti Ashirim Vaniim. It helps both. So Ashirim Shlo Yafsidu. The Ashirim will. And because the Hashem won't lose, they'll lend the money. Bulos Ashirim. So you see the word Bulos means Ashirim. Havet mihem alovim. Usually the Lashon Havet, the one who's collecting borrowing the money, is a Niyim. The lawyer Zoshen Madar Bulashon Uvri.
He spoke with different.
Borrowing the money, yeah. The lawyers are shenam adar v'loshen ivri. Who are lawyers? So that's what lawyers means. Voices shashol rava hemenu. Zayis hayim adar. This is the language he spoke. V'loshen prusbul. He spoke in that language where the word prusbul came from. Appears loy shabloshenay prus pursa, which means takana. Aniyim don't need prisbal. So the money, the loans which the father had lent, now they're coming to collect them. Shvi is not meshamed it, because the responsibility was on the highest level of the echelons of Klal Yisrael. They took responsibility for the niyim. And therefore, what your shtar is saying, Kim Mesur and the Bezdin, as if their shtars were given over to Bezdin, Hodanak Ram Gamliel, why does he say Ram Gamliel? Show you Bezdinoi Kayim, Venoig, Kishinistis, Mishnah Zoi. But Ram Rechama Braisehi. So Ram Rechama was not saying his own idea. It's Tony Ram Rechama. He's quoting a Braise. So the Braise, which Ram Rechama was quoting at the time that the Braise was said, Ram Gamliel was the Nasi. But it's not specifically to Ram Gamliel. It means the Bezin should be called Dorbador. Tanhosen, so the Gemara. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyos, a cousin Prusbel Ella Ala Karka. The loiva has to own karka for a Prusbel to be written. Okay. Im Ein Loi, the loiva doesn't own karka, Mizakeo Besech Sedeo Kol Shehu. So the malva can be mezaka to the loiva, a small amount of karka. Bekama kol shehu. How small is kol shehu? Amar chibar ashi, amar rab, afilu krach shal kluv. Klach shal kruv. It was large enough to have one stalk of the kale planted in it. Amri Yehuda afila hishiloi mokam latanav lekirayim kosin la prusbol. So even if he gave him an area to place the tanner, that's good enough. But it sounds like even just being mashal it to him is good enough. Okay. Zemor says, "Eini v'hatani Hillel." This hill over here is the Hillel, the Amora, quoted a brisa because the prisoner Elal Otzit Nakav Bovad Nakav in Shena Nakav Loi. So you can write it even on Otzit Nakav, which means it doesn't have to be the ground at all. It could be the Otzit. So it says, Otsus Shenon Lokiv doesn't work because it's not attached to the ground. Versus Amai, Mikim Akaimai, but the space that it's sitting on should work. So Versus Lutzrich, the Monach Asithi, it wasn't on the ground, it was on these rods sticking up from the ground. It wasn't sitting on the ground. It wasn't taking up any space. So the area underneath was being used by the owner, and all this otzitz did was it has to work as the otzitz itself has to be the karka. So Moore was asking, you see from the question, you see from the size of an otzitz, the ground that it sits on is not large enough. So I guess there we picture little flower pots. Their picture of an otzitz was the same size as a tanner or kirayim. So you're saying tanner kirayim is good enough. You see that from the space of the otzitz shenanokiv taking space wasn't sufficient. So Moore says no, that it wasn't taking any space. Ravashi makdile gidma didikli didikla because of that principle. So he gave to the loiva a trunk of a dekel tree, the space that it takes. So it's been cut down, you know, your stump. So you gave him that stump, so that's a taste of Chubba Lakarka, that's Karka. He wrote a principle for it. Rabban the Rashi. Okay, new point. Rabban the Rashi, Masi Milayul Hadori. So, without going through the process of principle, they just gave over their chavis to they would make a group of three as a bezdin and say I'm giving my chayv to you, and that was without doing without writing a principle, just balpeh they gave over. Renison Moshe Mili Lerchia Bar Abba. So Amalei Tzrich Na Midi Achrini. Do I need to do anything else? Amalei Loi Tzrich is you don't have to do anything else. That itself is sufficient. Tarabonan ain loy karka, but the Orev yesh lo karka. The loy doesn't have karka, but the Orev on the loan does have karka. A kashin alav prusbul loy. A kashin alav prusbul. That works. Loy lo Orev ain lehen karka. Neither the loy nor the Orev had karka. Ulechayev loy yesh lo karka, but the loy had lent money to somebody else. The loiv had lent money to somebody else, and now it comes out that the loiv, there's somebody who owes the loiv money, and that person, the one who owes the loiv money, has karka. Kashal a prusbul, so that's also sufficient to write a prusbul. Mid Rav Nosson, the Tanya Rav Nosson, Imer, Menayin Lenoshe Bechaber Mona, Bechaber Bechaber. So to Chiburu Dram Nasin, the Malva to the middle loiva has a right to collect directly from the loiva's loiva. So it comes out that the Malva can write a prusbul on this chayv because there is karka which is owed to this shubah to this chayv. The karka of the loiv is loiv.
Tirashi. The first narrow line in Chicken Prusbul. No, we did that already. Ella the karka. Mimiesh karka the loiv. They only allow this if the loiva has karka. So why is that? The tikno elabas man shachayv kashar roiv shtaris shenigvim in a karka. They made this takana in context of a normal loan. A normal loan, usually the person would not lend money unless there was some type of some level of a guarantee to it, which usually was karka. So it's collected from karka. Tavi milsa the shkicha. That's the normal type of a loan, so that's what they addressed. But the un-average case, for the non-average case, Chaman did not feel a need to make a tikkun. So karka is a normal loan, there's karka meshubit. Now, so we're saying even a small amount of karka is good enough. I'll be shayna shabba kol achayv. Ketatana lekame karka kol shuhu. We said any amount of karka is good enough. So Zagrashi Hamoran Afila Maloy Machat Gaiva Maloy Kardim Kemaisa the Ktina Dabaya. So even though it was only the karka was only the size of Maloy Machat, large enough to put a needle into it, it was able to begaiva the amount of Bakhaiv, which was Maloy Kardim, the size of a whole accent, which ratio wise was a very large, much larger than the Maloy Machat. So there are ways of collecting from small amounts of karka, collecting large amounts. So the more there, the more the story, the ksubas, I don't remember the details of the story. Okay.
Mimelo karka loiva, the loiva doesn't have karka, mazakeo hamalba karka koshu besach sedeu. So the malba is mazaka a piece of karka to the loiva. Without the necessary knowledge of the loiva, Zachal Mishal Mephanam, he gives him a piece of karka. Even though the result of that skia is potentially called detrimental, if he has no karka, the shi'is is Meshabbat is chayv. So he has $1,000 chayv, and now he's potter from the chayv. If he gets a piece of karka, now he'll write a principle, and he'll owe $1,000. But the etzim act of receiving karka is considered beneficial. So as I told you once, the Ksoi said the other way around, if the act is taking away, even though the benefit is much more, the result of taking away would be giving him a lot more, but the act of taking away is problematic. It brought from the Chumash Hadeshin, so it works the other direction also. If this action is an act of stus, even though it will be quote-unquote detrimental, I mean, it's not detrimental, he's paying back the chayv that he owes money, but this act itself is a schus, we can do it in Shlomi Daito. The Tanner, Leniach by Tanner or Kiraim and Metaltalin. So you could put something over there which the Tanner or the Kiraim itself are Metaltalin. You gave him enough karka to put it on, is good enough. Vatani Hillel, so Amara have this Hillel was quoting a Braisa. He, the hill of this hill on Amara, quoting a Braisa. Allah says, Nakim, Shumachuber, Makolshkein, Al Karka Atzma, Im Shalahi. So it's Atzanakim is considered Machuber. But Atzanakim not, but the Haikim Makamai, the Hamakamai, O Shalahu, O Hishilu, Loi, Hob Atzanakim, Hob Atzanakim. In the case of Atzanakim, what's the problem? But there's the place where you put the otzitz, because either he owns where he put it, if he owns it, or because he in some way he borrowed the rights to that spot. So you see that the lending the space for the Tanur Kiraim doesn't work. The Mana Hasich Al Gabi Yisaitis, so it's been supported by rods. When a karka is shaloi, but the karka underneath is being used by somebody else. Hilkach mnokuv havi kimechuber. So otzis shen mnokuv doesn't work because it's not attached to the ground. The ground he doesn't have. Otzis mnokuv works because it's considered mechuber. Shen mnokuv ain't kan karka. The gidma is gaza dekel kotzus megaza mechuber boritz. So it was a palm tree which had been cut down, and you have the stump still on the ground. Masim Eliyot, looks he was prisible. They did a balpak. Lekach amr lechaverim, reitam bezdin. Chabi masil lechem gemesa kos man sheretz. So they just gave it over to three other talmidim as a bezdin. So the loy doesn't have karka, but lechayv yesh loy. Lechayv lo yesh loy. Lada machash lechayv loy bezeh mana. He let the mana to the loy, but that loy let somebody else the mana. And that, the loiva of the loiva has karka. Mirab Nosson, Evi karka levi hachayiv l'shimin, meshubad the prisbul shal Ruvain hamalva es Shimon. So if Ruvain lent Shimon money, and Shimon lent Levi money, so Levi with his karka is meshubad to Ruvain's chayiv. Okay. Tanan Hossam. Have it on the page. So the Gemara. Yeshvis Mishametis es Hamilva Ben Bishtar Ben Shalai Bishtar. So the Mishvis and Mishamet is even a Milva Bishtar. So the Gemara Rabbi Shalai Mitzvayu. So what does it mean? Bishtar means Bishtar Shiesh Boy Achrayis Dechasim. When the Mishnah says Bein Bishtar, Bein Shalom Bishtar, Bishtar means a star which has a Chrayis Nechasim. So there's a Shiva Kerkos. And Shalom Bishtar means Shein Bo Chrayis Nechasim. So even if it's with a star, but if there's no Chrayis Nechasim, that's equivalent to not having a star. Nikolshke Milvape. So according to Rav and Shmuel, even a star which has a Christ Nechosim, which has Karka, which Karka is can be understood to be semi in the Rishus of the Malva, just by virtue of the Sheba that he has in the Karka. So it's already considered collected. He has the Karka already. So Shri's not Meshamet. Shri's only Meshamet, which you have to go collect. If by the moment of the loan, I got a Sheba in the person's property, which is a form of a kinyan, some level of a kinyan in the karka. Karka doesn't, there's no physical act of actually collecting it. It's you have to get ownership. Well, I have ownership, so the shri should not be mishamed. No, shri is mishamed. Kolshim avopet, but a biyerkel rishim and lokish shem tevayu. Mishtar means star shem berachrayis nechasim. Shlo mishtar means mil vaapet. Because there's a shibud in the karka, so it's like he has the karka ready. So milva alpeh doesn't have a shibud in the chasim. A milva bishtar, which he wrote that there's no Christ in the chasim, also doesn't get a shibud in the karka. But a milva bishtar that he has shibud in the chasim, he's mishabed a star which he wrote a Christ in the Chosim in it, so it's not Mishab because like he has the karka already, and there's no active Gviya. It's not a full Gviya. Thank you, Mr. Bjerken, Rishim and Lokish. Sharka Mishamit. The Mishmer Christ in the Chosim and a Mishamit. So Mavur and the Bryson like Bjerken and Rish Lokish. Atanya Idoch. So in the loan documents, he designated which piece of property to collect. He wrote in the details of the property, so it's clear which piece of property it is. That's not Meshamet. Which now, and then the Bryson says, Viter, I'll take it as a Viter, even if it's not specific which piece of karka. But if he said clearly that all of my property is Meshibah to it, that also works, even though over there he's going to have to actually go and take a piece of property. So, Lachar, there's an element of Gavi over there. That's still considered, it's collected already enough that it's not Meshamet, like Rebbech and Rish Lakish. So he had a star, we had a Christ Nechasim. Also, the command of Ravasi, so he came to Ravasi, Omerle Meshamet, Oena Meshamet.
Okay.
So he asked him, is it Meshamet? And he said, it's not Meshamet. Shavke, he didn't trust that answer. Okay. Also, Ravasi the commander of Birchon. So Ravasi went to Birchon. Amalei Meshamet, Enim Meshamet. Amalei Meshamet. But Marhu Domer, Enim Meshamet. So you said it's not Meshamet. So what Shana Rabbi Yechon, he says it's Meshamet. Amalei Mechimi Mei Shana Medamin Nasamai. So just because we think it's correct, we're going to now allow to go collect money. I hold in store, it's true, but I don't want to pass on local Maisa like that. Amalei Vatani Kvasi Demar. We have a Bryce who says you're right. Amalei Dilmahi Kibeshamahi. So Beishamai, Star Hoem and Ligmas Kagavi Domi. So according to Beishamai, that's true that a star is not, there's no Gavi on a star, it's already done. So according to Beishamai, it's not Meshamet. But according to Beisilah, who holds Star Hoem and Ligmas is Lav Kagavi Domi. So maybe it is Meshamet. So that Bryce, which says like me, maybe it's Beishamai. Damri, Star Hoem and Ligmas Kagavi Domi. So I don't recall Raya that I'm right. Therefore, I do not want to pass in a local based on that based on the on my sora and based on that price.
Okay, so Rashi for tomorrow.